Lady Gaga reveals wearing a bulletproof dress at Biden's inauguration. It was a scary time in this country. By Breitbart News on November 24, 2021. November 24, UPI, pop music icon and House of Gucci star Lady Gaga popped by CBS The Late Show with Stephen Colbert Tuesday night to recap her eventful 2021. The entertainer started off by talking to Colbert over a little tequila about singing the national anthem at U.S. President Joe Biden's inauguration last January. "It was one of the proudest moments I've had as a musician and performer," Gaga said of singing on Biden's big day. "I love to make the public smile, and I had 2 minutes and 30 seconds to talk to the whole world, and I thought it might be a good opportunity to sing to everybody. Not just to President Biden's fans and the people who voted for him, but to the whole world, because the world has been on fire and everybody deserves love." She recalled a funny moment when she realized the American flag she refers to in the song had been moved from where it was in rehearsal. "When I got out there, I started turning and I was like, 'Oh, girl, just keep turning and maybe it'll show up.'" She laughed. "I found it and I was so grateful." Gaga also confirmed for Colbert that a bulletproof vest had been sewn into her gown as a precaution should violence erupt during the event, which took place days after protesters stormed the Capitol building to protest Biden's election. "It was a scary time in this country," Gaga said. Watch below. She also talked about her activism on behalf of the LGBTQ+ community, which she said she feels is part of her destiny. "I don't know if it wards off despair," Gaga said about whether her work gives her hope. "It reminds me that we all have a voice and it's just how you use it. That's our weapon. That's the kindest weapon that we have." Later in the show, Colbert shared a sneak peek of Gaga and legendary crooner Tony Bennett performing Anything Goes from their concert special one last time. Bennett, who is 95 and battling Alzheimer's disease, announced his retirement from large-scale performing and recording earlier this year. One Last Time is set to air Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus Sunday.